USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
About 20 women and children were evacuated from Mariupol's embattled steel plant. It remains unclear how many civilians remained inside the plant, which has been under heavy bombardment. Reports have said there's about 1,000 people taking shelter in the sprawling complex. Meanwhile, we're getting a picture of what the war front is looking like. According to the high command of Ukraine's military, Russian forces normally in the Far East are being deployed to the main battlefront. The Pentagon says the Kremlin is trying to regain momentum. The Ukrainians are increasingly becoming well-armed as more powerful weapons from the West reach the front lines. A former Marine from Kentucky is believed to be the first American killed in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Willie Cancel Jr. was a correctional officer before he volunteered to fight alongside the Ukrainian military. The news was confirmed by a relative. Wall Street continued with its losing ways for the month of April. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
No fatalities have been reported in a tornado that struck Andover, Kansas. The twister moved along a path more than 3 miles, damaging hundreds of buildings. Emergency crews have been conducting secondary searches on Saturday, urging people to stay away from storm-damaged areas. Federal prosecutors secured a second guilty plea with a member of the Oath Keepers for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Brian Ulrich admitted Friday that he was part of the group that was seen ascending the east steps of the Capitol in military-style stack formation. The 44-year-old from Georgia pleaded guilty to 2 felony charges. Both carry up to 20 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. As part of his plea deal, Ulrich agreed to provide a substantial cooperation to the government, including testifying before a grand jury and at trial, as well as sitting for interviews with the government upon request. Grammy Award-winning country star Naomi Judd has died at age 76. She was to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A New York judge has rejected former President Trump's appeal to remove a contempt charge against him. The ruling from earlier this week subjects Trump to a $10,000 a day fine until he complies with a subpoena from New York Attorney General Letitia James. James is investigating whether Trump falsified the value of assets illegally for financial gain. The judge noted that statements from Trump's lawyers were, quote, insufficient in that they failed to specify who searched for each respective request, at what time, where, and using what search protocols, adding, quote, it is not sufficient simply to attach a list of people who participated in the searches. It's a sad, sobering reality, according to the new president of the United Methodist Church. Bishop Thomas Bickerton was speaking on the inevitable breakup of his denomination. On Sunday, a breakaway group led by theologically conservative Methodists called the Global Methodist Church will launch. Its leaders have been exasperated by liberal churches that continue to defy bans on same-sex marriage and the ordination of openly gay clergy in the United Methodist Church. Bickerton says he regrets any departure from the denomination and values the diversity of thought. He's praying that the infighting will stop. Munich's annual Oktoberfest festival is on again for the fall. The mayor of the Bavarian capital said it will be held without restrictions starting in September. Oktoberfest returns after a 2-year pause due to the pandemic. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.